Helping your horse be comfortable about having their mate, their friend, leave them is best done by getting the last lesson really good first. The last lesson is the one about helping your horse to get a comfort zone about them leaving their friend. That's the easiest way to do it for a very herd-bound horse. Bobby was so herd-bound before I got him that one time he actually needed a vet for the colic attack that developed when his mate in the paddock next door went to Pony Club for the day. I believe he was so herd-bound because he had lived alone in a lovely safe paddock from the time he finished weaning. We all used to think that that was the best way to keep our precious babies safe. Keep them by themselves in a lovely safe paddock. But I had no idea at the time how stressful that way of living is for a herd animal. Most horses can't even relax and sleep without chronic anxiety unless they have a mate to watch over them and keep them safe. And I don't know of a single horse who enjoys living alone. Once you've got your horse comfortable about going away from their mate, then here's some ideas that worked very well with Bobby when I prepared him for his new paddock mate to leave him occasionally. These days, I would tell the horse quite simply and clearly that I was going to take their friend away and that the friend would be coming back. And I would do that before the saddle and gear came out or before the float or the trailer pulled up to take their friend away. Some people think horses are dumb because when they're afraid, they act dumb. You know, people can act stupid when they're afraid too. But if you can do your communication stuff before your horse has any reason to be anxious, then they can listen to you. Back in those days though, I didn't have that additional tool. I loaded Carlos, Bobby's friend, into the float. I did the back of the float up. He was out of sight of Bobby and Bobby was already going nuts. Then I unloaded him and put him back loose into the paddock with Bobby without even going anywhere. After the energy had settled down, I took Carlos out again, loaded him into the float and drove around the block. We were away for less than 5 minutes. Then I unloaded him, put him back into the paddock with Bobby. And I did that for a few times for that very short period of time, and I recommend that you do it for a very short period of time as often as you need to until there's a comfort zone of sorts. I suspect that your herd-bound horse will not be completely happy, but they will be able to put up with it. Then I started to take Carlos for a little bit further and a little bit longer until in the end I could take Carlos out for a ride and Bobby was okay with it, knowing that Carlos was coming back. Now, I did this work by taking Carlos away with the float. You can lead or ride your horse's friend away if the friend themselves isn't herd bound using exactly the same technique. Telling them what's happening before you get the other horse and the baby steps of only going for very short periods of time, just a minute or two out of sight to start off with until you have created a tolerance for the leaving. And this is one of those jobs that is best done before you have to do it. There's all kinds of circumstances where horses need to be separated, even if it's just taking one of them to the vet. And you don't need another vet job from fence injuries or colic waiting for you when you get back. Doing this ahead of time is another of those trauma release areas that can increase your horse's sense of well-being. So, you know, if you're there waiting for the chew for a long time, just enjoy helping your horse to feel good.